Dave program. I always like it when I can count on everybody being here. Everybody has the diverse things going on with them. Sometimes everybody's here. Sometimes nobody's here. That's the way it is at home, right? When you're having breakfast at home, is everybody always there? Mommy and Daddy and little Joey and Barbara. And then there's little Freddie. Sometimes people have to get off and go to school, get to work early, yada, yada, yada. So at any rate, Jennifer, absent. Roberta, what's the old story? Here today, gone tomorrow. Richie's still stuck in, where is he? Virginia someplace. Lost. The reason he's there is because the water pump went on his car. And he wasn't going to pay $495 for an aftermarket water pump to put in his car. He waited till today. This is some little town, Ford dealership of some little town. They didn't have water pumps for the most standard, most popular engine they put in Ford cars. They didn't have a water pump for it, so it had to be shipped in from someplace else. And because the car is still under warranty, he gets it put in for free. Free. So he decided to stay there another day waiting for the water pump. So I'm guessing he'll be back tomorrow. Jennifer will be back tomorrow. Roberta will be back tomorrow. We'll all celebrate when we all get together in the fall, as the song used to go. The story about Typhoon Haiyan. Remember that last year, devastating parts of the Philippines? The story with Typhoon Haiyan, a wonderful story, in fact, about a young fellow named Aldrin Tadic. He was in the flying debris field. He was at school. The roof in the typhoon came off and severed his left leg. So he's made the best of it. Sad story, but repeated hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in circumstances like this. You see pictures of these children. They are... from theaters of war, you see pictures of children like this. These areas of the world are impoverished. They don't have medical care like we do. They don't have much of anything. So the young boy survived, but he obviously can't play like he used to. He couldn't do what he was going to do with his life, or so he thought, until an outfit called the Global Medical Relief Fund showed up. Lady who runs it, Alyssa Montanini, I believe is her name. Alyssa Montanini saw this picture of this young fellow, and because she runs Global Medical Relief, this is a group that helps children, victims all around the world of war and natural disasters, she felt that his pictures cried out for help. For any child in need, I will move heaven and earth. She became determined to get him a new leg, and she has done that.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
She didn't know his name when she first heard the story. She didn't know where he was from. All she knows is she saw a picture of this young boy, 5 years old, who lost a leg, and basically his whole life changed. So the network moved him here to Boston, and they have worked with Children's Hospital, found a new leg, and therefore the child will have a whole different life than might have been the case before. I just find these stories to be rewarding. It shows you how good people are and how people really do pay attention to what the needs are of people around the world. Just people care and people give. All right, speaking of prosthetic legs, see how you like this segue, Kenny.
Very
the
nice.
Judge in the Oscar Pistorius murder trial ordered him to undergo a psychiatric evaluation after a witness testified that he suffered from an anxiety disorder. So this will delay the trial by another month or so. Is this just a game? Is this just a ploy? Is this just a way to keep him from what is ultimately his fate? What say you? 888-302-3684. Comments always welcome if they're good ones. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter @Good Day Kenny. What are people saying about Oscar Pistorius?
Anne says, from being a symbol of strength and showing disabilities are not necessarily a weakness to being a villain in a flash.
He's a villain. Really? You look at him that way? I don't see that. I don't know really what to make of him, frankly. Do you, Kenny? What do you make of this guy? Honestly, he seems like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde one day is one. Well, maybe he is a psychiatric mess. Maybe he does need to have an evaluation. Maybe he is not responsible for his actions.
I don't know. It sure seemed like, you know, all the talk aside that he got up and when he was supposed to be lying next to this woman and he got up, didn't notice that she wasn't there, put on his prosthetic legs and walked over and shot into the bathroom.
Yeah, had the time to do that. Mm.
Yeah.
But he claims
fishy
that he killed her by mistake, fearing that there was an intruder in his home when he shot through the toilet door. Really?
He shot a lot of times for a mistake.
Right. All right, so what else are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show.
Kathy says this Pistorius case is becoming a really long thing now. Anyone who wasn't a celebrity would be locked up.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe there's some truth to that. You do get, there isn't justice over there that's equal, even though it's the best chance you have of, if in fact, there is law and order, supposedly. We see it over here in our country all the time. You get a lot of money, you get different, you get handled differently. You do. Yep. It's just that's the way the system works. And even though their system is dramatically different than ours, he has one woman, a judge, who will be the judge. There's no jury. There's no, after she declares this is it, there's no way of going further up the line to appeal it. So he either has to convince the judge that he's not guilty or somehow or other find a way to keep himself out of jail. Otherwise, goodbye. All right, what else?
Charlie says the coverage of the Pistorius case disturbs me. I wouldn't be surprised if the next thing we see is a number on the bottom of the screen to call and vote whether he's guilty or not.
There you go. That's probably the future of justice. What do you think? Like American Idol. There's a new television program. Actually, this is a pretty good idea for a TV show. You have all these
American
judge
justice.
Shows. American Justice. Put them up there, and the audience decide. You're at home. If you think he's guilty, dial 888-302-4255. If you think he's innocent, 888-302-4286. Guilty or not, you decide. Yeah. I didn't see that happening. It'd be a pretty good show, actually. I could be the host of that show. Right? Why not? What does Carson Daly got that I don't have? Or Ryan Seacrest? And you can say youth, and I can say it to you. I have experience. Thank you very much. 15 past the hour. If you're a fan of variety, then there are lots of things you're going to like about going to Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo grilled cheese and Southwest Philly sandwiches, for example. Take your pick at Buffalo Wild Wings. They have wings, beer, and sports.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house, fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
GutsyChewy.com, good place for you to find out more about how this product works. It works wonderfully well, thank you very much. I can tell you, as a guy who's got lots of gas, Gutsy Chewy is a good way to fix the problem. Ever since I got really sick in February, man, if I had gas, that may be too much information, but it is true. And Gutsy Chewy helps me, mitigate is probably the right word, mitigate all of that. Thank you. 18 after the hour, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Alec Baldwin is in the news today. Actor Alec Baldwin got busted yesterday for riding his bike the wrong way up a street in New York. He got so upset with police over the incident that he earned himself a disorderly conduct charge as well. So I didn't realize that it was against the law. I've ridden my bike many times up a one-way street the wrong way. Nobody ever bothered me, but it wasn't in New York, so maybe that's the reason is zero. Why would it make a difference if you're riding your bike? What difference does it make if you ride your bike up the street the wrong way?
Well, I'm not pretty sure that there's so much traffic in New York City that they have, that there are bike laws.
Yeah.
But you can imagine the reaction, even if they were just stopping him to tell him that it was not safe. Alec Baldwin, are you kidding?
Yeah.
And he had no ID when they pulled him over.
Really? Well, yeah. Do you have to have ID when you're riding a bicycle?
I would imagine that they asked him for it when they were explaining to him that he was going the wrong way, and I can totally see him just going off.
Yeah.
And,
you know who I am? They must know who. They knew who he was. They didn't need ID. They didn't write him up for that, though. Just disorderly conduct. Guy has got amazing temper. Well, he's a good actor. I think we give him that. But for whatever the reason, when it comes to anger management, he doesn't know quite what to do or how to handle himself. So he always gets himself into this same box of trouble. And guys like that, it would seem to me, need to go find somebody. There are lots of great therapists around. You can maybe do some soul searching and find out, hey, Alec, why the heck are you so angry about so many things? Life is beautiful. You got a great daughter. And now you're married, you got a new baby. Come on, Alec.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Songs for years. She's been one of my faves for years. Around since what, the 70s? Late 60s? Kenny, when did she first have a hit record?
I think it was the late 60s.
Late 60s. I think you're right about that. So Dolly Parton has been consistently a part of Americana for maybe 50 years at least. And there have always been rumors about whether she had any tattoos for whatever the reason why people were fascinated with that. But last week, the rumors of her tattoos began rumbling again. So she was on the Today Show yesterday. She hasn't been seen in short sleeves for a long time. Came clean about her ink. She said, people said the other day that the reason you wear sleeves is that you have snake tattoos all over you. And I said, no, I don't. She's talking to Savannah Guthrie. I do have a few tattoos, but they were mostly done to cover scars because I'm so fair. By the way, she just released her 42nd album.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? She said, it started with that. I'm not really one to have tattoos, but I do have a few, and they're not where you can see them. They are mostly for Carl Thomas Dean. Carl Thomas Dean is her husband, with whom she has never seen. So does she really have... There were a lot of rumors about her. Always is, you know, how much work she had done on her breasts. And she admits freely to that. I think she admits to having about 44... Well, it's tasteless if I go down that street. Good thing the girls aren't here, Kenny, right?
Right.
But she has been rumored to have affairs with Kris Kristofferson, to have affairs with Nicolas Cage. The list is long. I'm guessing she probably hasn't, but whatever her arrangement, it's her business. It just makes for interesting speculation, I guess, as was the speculation about her tattoos put to rest yesterday on the Today Show. So good for Dolly Parton. Whatever opportunity we have to talk about Dolly Parton is swell. Other celebrities in the news today. Actually, there was a big auction this past weekend. How many people heard about the auction at Julian's Auction House? a number of things from various stars. This guy used to work for Sotheby's, and he sort of went out on his own, found a business in finding things that had belonged to celebrities, either from the celebrities themselves, convincing them that they don't really need, for example, David Hasselhoff sold the bumper to Kit, not the car, but the bumper from Kit that he had collected in his garage, or he just had it laying around his garage. So he brought it to Julian's auction house and said, I want $800 for this. Some guy, a commercial real estate investor who apparently is a Knight Rider historian, paid five times that much to buy the bumper. What's that, $4,000, right?
Yeah.
To buy the bumper off a car that's probably not worth $4,000. And there are other things that were sold by this outfit as well, from Cher and Barbara Streisand, the Beatles, Michael Jackson stuff, Elvis Presley, Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, all kinds of items. A jersey worn by Ice-T's pet bulldog brought $450. People are nuts. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, bad breath in dogs and cats go hand in hand with other health problems. It's best to treat the problem even if the breath is not objectionable to you. The most common cause of bad breath is tartar buildup surrounding your dog or cat's teeth. Immature pets are in the process of shedding their baby teeth, and they often drool, giving them bad breath. In older dogs and cats, disease of the kidneys and liver often affect the smell of the breath as well. What I recommend that you do is get on a regular tooth cleaning routine with your pet. Learn how to brush your dog and cat's teeth. Just remember, you can't use human toothpaste because dogs and cats don't spit and gargle. Yearly checkups by your veterinarian. A good, healthy diet. Chews that help alleviate a lot of that tartar is important as well. And there are now mouthwash and sprays available on the market. Keeping your dog and cat's teeth clean is more than just making them kissable and huggable. It can really help prevent a lot of other diseases in the future. Bad teeth, bad gums, bad periodontal disease can create a lot of liver problems and kidney problems. So check with your vet. Have a dental program set up every day for your pet, and you'll both have a long, happy, kissable life. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler here, working our way through the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about. For me, this time of year is the most wonderful time of the year.
Wonderful time of the year.
People say, wait a minute, this is a Christmas song. What's the big idea?
Kids jingle bells and everyone.
I consider this to be even better. Christmas is great. I was taught nicely over the last couple of years how wonderful Christmas can be. And it became, again, a happy season, a good time. For a long time, Christmas wasn't a great time for me, but now I have a renewed appreciation for it. But I've never lost my appreciation for springtime, and we are about a day away here on my farm from seeing the lilacs in completely full bloom. There's something about that and some of these other beautiful trees, whether it be here on the farm or whether it be in the city. There are colorful, beautiful trees that are out. I forget what these trees are called. They had like pink purple leaves and stuff on them, but they are beautiful. But the lilacs, man, do the lilacs make it for me. With lilacs in bloom and that fragrance that only really lasts for a week or so, and then it goes away. But I can remember, like it was yesterday, Kenny, you could probably remember me talking about this last year and the year before and the year before and the year before and the year before. I have lilac trees, excuse me, sitting right outside the window of my studio on my farm. So I'm looking at these lilacs every day. I'm looking, and we've had a cold spring, a wet spring, so it's not like this is about a week or 10 days later than they normally would bloom. It's normally the first week of May that you would see these, or in and around that time. But no matter when it is, it always gives me cause to think about how wonderful everything in nature is. As you watch stuff grow, and I realize how much of life is a part of these small things, and then the appreciation of life and watching things grow, planting seeds. And I know that's why I love the farm, because every year plant seeds, watch the corn grow, watch the grass grow, watch the garden grow, or things like this that are part of the season every year. But it just is so invigorating, and I don't have to investigate myself I just love that part of life. I love life and the appreciation that having been on the farm all my life has brought me for things that are about life, and you hold them near and dear to you. Respect that which is life. I guess that's the lesson that comes out of this. I wish that I could share with you this fragrance. Most of you know what I'm talking about, and as soon as I say it, your mind goes into that gear so you can smell them. Even if they're not right in front of you, you can recall a time when you were around lilacs and you took in the essence of the lilac fragrance, and it did something wonderful for you. I hope it didn't mean you sneezed. I went to a homeopath last night, and as I'm trying to do the right thing by fixing my ulcer. Amazing man. And I won't tell you what he gave me as a remedy for my ulcer. But one of the things we were talking about is how bad the world has become, certainly the Western world. We've become inundated with all these new things that are around us that we're allergic to, because new things are being created all the time. We build up immunity if we have a strong immune system to some of the things that are bad or that we are reacting negatively to. I've built up all kinds of. I had my blood tested once, and I had like thousands of things I was allergic to. And over time being on the farm, I've built up immunity to some of those. And I'm betting you have too. Like maybe you don't get poison ivy anymore. Or maybe you don't get colds as much as you used to. There are little things and big things that your immune system can ward off if it's healthy. I'm not trying to get into Dr. Jack's space, but if you do have a healthy gut, then you're going to have a healthy immune system, and that means you're going to ward off a lot of the things that get people down. And that's healthy diet. It's of all kinds of things. Enough rest. That's one of the things the homeopath told me last night. One of the other things that I find interesting today is I can relate to you things that are going on in your community as they are going on in my community. Those of you who live in towns, you have town meetings, right? Kenny, you're in a sub district of San Diego. Do you have town meeting, or are you part of San Diego government where you are?
We're not part of San Diego. We do have little town meetings.
So you have elective town meeting, or anybody can go?
Anybody can go.
Okay. Well, we have an elected town meeting in Framingham because there are 70,000 people that live here. So 217 of us get together and try to figure out what's best for the town. And last night, we spent most of the evening talking about, and well into the night, it was late when we got out of there, talking about the school budget, which always is a football, always a political football, because in Framingham's case, and I think a lot of you may identify with this, we voted $109 million last night to run the school system. And the town meeting members were up really complaining, with good reason, the ranking of the school system itself. Schools are at the bottom, the 8th or 9th percentile, when compared to other schools in the state, in some areas. We are level 4, level 3. They have 4 levels. Obviously, you aspire to be level 2 or level 1. And people were talking about it being a town-wide problem. It isn't just a school problem, though. It's not just a town-wide problem. It is a problem that faces all of us in our country. What do we do as society changes, the needs of students change, the needs of society change? The best thing about the discussion last night was the embracing of the vocational school. And this is me talking, and I wonder if it might not be the same with you. Do you think about when your own roots come into question? Those of you who maybe built a successful business, you know how I love entrepreneurs, the success that comes from having learned a trade. You started an electrician, then you became your own boss and you had your own little company. Same with plumbers, same with carpenters, same with roofers, same with people that do drive. Well, it's something that we encourage, or at least we ought to encourage in America. The problem in our town, as it is with your town, is that there are such extremes. The levels of inequality here that are, some people thought, morally unacceptable. I was listening in my mind to not only the debate that I remember when I was a school teacher in this town, but thinking about how it needs to change. But how does it change? A lot of people wanted to cut the school budget because it, the school system isn't performing well, why are we going to give it more money? And then the people get up and argue, well, you got to have more money. It's the age-old story that you hear locally, statewide, nationally, got to spend more money to get better results. We've been spending money, billions of dollars for years, and our system is a shambles. So I didn't get up to speak, but I sort of wanted to, because it seems to me many of the things that we are faced with are common sense. And Framingham is a, I don't want to say a dumping spot, but it kind of is a, it's a jumping off point, and has become known as a town that has all kinds of very interesting and almost dramatic diversity with the haves and the have-nots. And so the tax rate reflects that to a certain extent. There are some people who get up at town meeting and say, we want to make the school system better, so the people that are on the north side where I live ought to pay more in taxes to help the people on the south side, on the other side of the tracks. Literally, we need a new school. So that went back and forth. Oy. And then a discussion about the parents who are poorly educated, who didn't go through the system here, and they don't have value in their mindset as far as school is concerned. So the whole business about children and their absenteeism, because there's a lot of it. Children don't go to school. They don't feel it's important. The parents don't push them to go to school. So what do? They stay home all day long, and they fiddle and fuss around with their devices. Well, if they don't have any money, where do they get these devices? Is that a question to ask? Parents don't read. Another thing that came up in the discussion last night. Parents don't read anymore to their children. I think that's a blanket statement, and I wanted to disagree with that. I think some parents do not read frequently to the young children. I think other parents do. But so many more use the device, Kenny, to teach their children about reading. And so it seems counterproductive, because you're not using your brain. You're just looking at something that's being fed to you. Anyway, it was a very interesting and stimulating discussion. The lack of stable and secure home environment came up. A lot of parts of town have really horrible health conditions, that kind of stuff. So the schools are called upon to take care of the children and care for them in a way that was never, you know, you'd get health care from the nurse. The nurse gave you a shot or an aspirin when I was a kid. What did the nurse do when you were a kid in school, Kenny? The school nurse. What'd she do?
I don't think.
Did you even have a school nurse?
Yeah, we did, but aspirin might have been the most severe anything that she could do.
Yeah. Now there's this whole thing, the Board of Health and the school system are trying to intervene in circumstances where there's hunger and malnutrition, the stress because families are unemployed, the overcrowded housing units. All of these things are part now of the educational system and what the Board of Health is expected to do. We got to have more after-school programs, more summer school programs, so we help low-performing children and get their achievement level up. And it all costs money. Do the programs pay off big time? I guess sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. We voted to spend $1.4 million in addition to this budget last night for early childhood and summer school programs because the children are in need. Maybe some people figure that's social engineering. I voted for the programs because the president is not something that I would normally vote for, because I think the school system isn't necessarily well run. I think the superintendent is full of baloney and full of himself. And I have some very close friends who are on the school committee, and I tell him that. I think he lost a lot of the crowd last night because he's just aggrandizing with his BS. The thing, we know all teachers are not the same. They aren't. The caliber of teachers is as diverse as the community in which you live. You know it, and I know it, and it goes like that everywhere it is. So not all good teachers, not all teachers are good. Some of them stink. And you can't get rid of them because the unions on the other side, and this came up but not a lot, the unions protect people that are lousy. That's part of the problem in our system, isn't it? Lousy teachers who are protected by a system that ought to wash them away as quickly as they can. If you are a teacher and you belong to a union and you know there are bad teachers in that union, what do you do about getting rid of them? That's something to think about. If you're complaining about the school system and the lack of results, part of the problem are the caliber of some of the teachers that are in the system that ought to be cut out of the system. But do you see how complicated these discussions become? We went on this last night almost 3 hours and ended up voting the budget, but yet a lot of these things come up. And today, because if you don't go along, sometimes you don't get along, and you want somebody to vote for your pet projects, so you vote for theirs. It's like being in Congress. We have deals being made all over the place. You vote for this deal, I know you're interested in that, we'll vote for that. We got a block of people who'll vote for this if you vote for our thing. That's the way, I mean, these meetings go on all night long. Town moderator throws everybody out of the hall who are having these little caucuses to get their own way. It's a very interesting system, and it's the very grassroots of what we're all about. Does it work? Well, we're all here, and we seem to be functioning, but man, do we not like our tax rate and those tax bills? Do we? We don't like them. We can always find ways of chiseling and cutting back, but, you know, it doesn't serve the system, and we're here to serve the system. I'm not sure that I'm here to serve the system, but it's just I hope you found that an interesting conversation, because it does, I think, hit the core of what we're all sort of faced with in our country is we have too many people. That's one of the things that came up. We have too many, there are a lot of people who want city government in this town instead of town government, because the town's too big. And I think that goes across the board. We are hard to manage. An independent lot, are we? 11 minutes, actually 12 before the hour, and good day.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. With all natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advanced Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hello, Valvoline's been around for 140 years. Under the hood, I think I was telling the story yesterday about how Valvoline, when first used, well, there were no automobiles around in 1890. Actually, 1866 was the first time Valvoline was used, and it has been used on things like steam locomotives, that sort of thing, because oil was needed to lubricate all the parts. And it's matured since then. One of the few brands that goes back that far. Something, another great American story, Valvoline.
Thank you.
spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now is Warren Eckstein, who is your animal's best friend, your pet, thus the name of his radio program that is on the weekend, one of the most popular radio shows in the history of the medium. When Marconi was around inventing the radio, he was thinking about things to put on the air. And he heard Warren Eckstein talking about pets and said, that man needs to be on the radio. So he's been around that long helping animals.
If I wasn't Dan Marconi, where would I be now?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You'd be out with me shoveling manure in a barn. That's where you'd be. So in a moment, we have a great story about a deaf woman who adopted a deaf dog. Wait till you hear this story. Warren is here with the solution to lots of problems you have with your pets. Stand by for that here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, that was like, that was good. Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was Boston.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played two trains. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room. From coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How?
No. Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day. Even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
So at the Today's Show section of DougSteffen.com, this is a love story. And love, as they say, Warren, is in the eyes of the beholder. This is the story of Rosie. Rosie is a deaf pit bull mix.
spent the last 3 months in a Central Nebraska Humane Society home, hoping for a new owner. In a sign that some things are just meant to be, Rosie got adopted by Cindy Koch, a woman who also happens to be deaf. You can see a picture of the two of them at DougStephan.com. When Rosie first arrived at the shelter, workers couldn't figure out why she wouldn't respond. Then they figured out that this dog was deaf. Charlotte's gotten deaf now. She's almost 14. She can't really hear much. This dog was 3 years old. So they decided to teach the dog sign language. The dog was scared at first, according to the people working in the shelter. I don't think she had a good first 4 years of her life. And isn't that the case with a lot of these dogs that go into, for example, I remember a story, Warren, of a dog whose ears were boxed, and that's how she lost her hearing. And so there are all kinds of things that could have happened, but the fact that they taught this dog sign language so that it could be with an owner like Cindy Koch is an amazing story.
It is an amazing story, and you know, it happens occasionally. I remember years ago doing training with a lot of different dogs, and at that point, many of the dogs I was working with were deaf, and in fact, some of them belonged to clients of mine that were also hearing impaired, and it's amazing. Back then, we taught them some sign language, but you know what we also used? We used a high-intensity flashlight. That was my training method back then, so the dog would respond to one flash would mean come to him, two flashes might mean sit or stay, because you can actually get the dog's attention, but the bright, bright flashlight could. So it's amazing when you hear stories like this and the bond people have. Now, here's an example where a dog probably might not have been adopted by anyone else and is making this person a perfect pet.
It's a great story.
It is a fabulous story.
Warren lost his German Shepherd, put the dog to sleep last week. You've gotten a lot of nice cards and letters from listeners. This is a dog that you and I have talked about for years.
Yeah, Skyler came off the streets of South Central LA, a German Shepherd. I mean, 40 pounds on the weight, covered head to toe with blue paint. And we adopted him sight unseen in Sunland, California, and he was just a wonderful, wonderful dog. But, you know, there comes a time when you have to make that decision, and the decision came last week when I realized that he wasn't in any pain at this point, but the pain would come. So I made the decision, and he's up at the Rainbow Bridge waiting for me. Thank God for radio people, though. They all came out to remote. The hugs, the kisses made it a lot easier for me to get through it.
Yeah. Well, hugs and kisses are a good thing. Those kind of hugs and kisses and the hugs and kisses you can find out about minerals and vitamins for your dog at Warren's website, thepetshow.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.